Title: Creative Warping of Breaks from Scratch with Clean Routing Intermediate. All right, let's build a break workflow in Ableton Live that's creative, jungle ready, and actually stays organized when your session gets big. In drum and bass, the break isn't just a drum loop, it's the engine. It carries groove, swing, little ghost notes, that breathy top end, and that attitude you can't fake with perfect one-shots. The goal today is to warp a break from scratch in a way that preserves the vibe, while setting up clean routing so you can go wild, resample, and still keep your mix under control. By the end, you'll have two break layers, a proper break bus, and a few returns that make your breaks feel like records without washing them out. And you'll be able to print chaos on demand, then edit only the best moments. Let's go. First, quick project setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the DnB zone, like 174 BPM. That's a good middle ground. Set global quantization to 1 bar if you're arranging, or 1/4 if you're performing and recording ideas. Now make a group called Breaks. Inside it, create 2 audio tracks, Break Clean and Break Resample. This naming seems boring, but it's a power move, because later, when you're 60 tracks deep, you'll still know exactly what's the source, what's the printed chaos, and what the group fader controls. Now, bring in your break. Drop it onto Break Clean in Arrangement View. Click the clip, go to Clip View, and turn Warp on. Before you do anything fancy, here's an integrity check I want you to do. Solo the break. Scrub through it while watching and listening to transients. If the hats start sounding like they're bubbling, or the kick changes tone when you move around, that's your sign you're either in the wrong warp mode or you're about to overwarp. This one habit saves you a ton of frustration later. Now choose your warp mode. If you want a safe starting point, use Complex Pro. It's generally smooth, but for that classic edgy, urgent, almost slice jungle feel, try Beats mode instead. In Beats mode, set Preserve to Transients. Set Transient Loop mode to off if you want it clean, or forward if you want a little more grit in the tails. Then adjust Envelope. Low envelope values, like 0 to 15, make it punchier and choppier. Higher values start keeping more tail, which can blur things depending on the source. Now warp like a drummer, not like a grid robot. Find the first real downbeat of the break. Right-click and choose Warp from here, straight. Then identify the major anchors. Kick on 1, snare on 2, kick on 3, snare on 4. Put warp markers around those key hits and tighten them so the backbeat is solid. But here's the trick. Don't fix everything. Let ghost notes breathe. Let tiny timing drift live. That's where groove lives. If you lock every transient to the grid, you'll get a loop that technically fits, but feels dead. A good rule, for a 2-bar loop, aim for maybe 6 to 10 warp markers total. If you have 30 markers, you're not warping anymore. You're doing surgery. And one more technique while we're here. Use that micro stretch control. When you control drag or CMD drag a warp marker, you're stretching the region between hits. That means you can tighten the pocket without making every single drum sound like it's been chopped with scissors. Next, commit your loop length early. Decide if this break lives as a 2-bar or 4-bar unit. Most DnB magic is 2 bars, but 4 bars can give you more natural variation. Once you've decided, highlight a clean region and consolidate it with CMDJ or Ctrl-J. This keeps everything aligned when you start resampling and cutting fills later. Now we set up the clean routing foundation. Select Break Clean and Break Resample and group them. Name the group Breaks if you haven't already. On the Breaks group, put your Always On Mix Ready chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. If the hats need air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz can help. But be careful, warped hats can get harsh fast. Then add glue compressor. Set it gentle. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then add drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8 is a solid range. Boom at 0 to 10%. But be careful, because DnB bass will eat that space. And transients, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20 if you need snap. If it starts getting spitty, back it down. Teacher note. Do your processing on the group because it keeps layers coherent. If you process each layer completely separately, you'll constantly fight the relationship between clean and resampled audio. Now let's set up returns. 3 returns is a sweet spot for DnB. Return A, a room. Use hybrid reverb or reverb. Short decay, like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Keep this subtle. The brake should stay forward. Return B. Delay spray. Use echo or delay. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. This is for transitions and fills, not for the entire drop. Return C. Crush parallel. Put saturator first. Set it to analog clip. Drive it hard, like 6 to 12 dB. Then a compressor, fastish attack, medium release. Then a Q8 after to tame fizz, maybe low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. This return should sound nasty solo, but in the mix it should be blended quietly. That's the secret. If you can obviously hear the crush as a separate layer, it's probably too loud. Now, gain staging bookmarks. On break clean, put a utility at the top of the track and rename it something like level. A minus 12 dBFS peak. Do the same on brake resample. This is so when you swap brakes, your bus chain and parallel crush behave consistently. Without this, you'll constantly wonder why yesterday's settings sound wrong today. Now the fun part, the resample lane. This is the secret weapon. On brake resample, set audio from to brake clean if you want to capture only the clean track processing, or set it to the brakes group if you want to print the whole bus sound. But a big warning, if you record from the group, don't place the resample track inside that same group, or you can create a routing loop. Easiest safe setup is, resample track outside the group if you're recording the group. Also, keep brake resample silent unless you're recording. Set monitor to off most of the time. Only flip it to in when you're printing. Then switch it back to off. This prevents accidental doubling and the classic, why does my brake sound twice as loud? Moment. Arm brake resample. Hit record and record 4 to 16 bars while you do creative tweaks. Now let's talk creative warping techniques that still roll. Technique 1. Elastic push-pull. Put warp markers around snare hits and nudge the snare slightly late for swagger or slightly early for aggression. Think tiny moves, like a few milliseconds, and do it asymmetrically. Maybe bar 1 is a little looser, bar 2 is tighter. That gives you movement without changing the pattern. Technique 2. Hat smear versus hat chop layering. Duplicate the clip. One version in Complex Pro for smoother hats. Another in Beats mode for that chop texture. Low pass the choppier one around 8 to 10k and blend it under. You're basically making a texture layer out of warp artifacts, but you're controlling it. Technique 3. Beat repeat controlled damage on the resample track. Put beat repeat on break resample. Interval 1 bar. Grid 1/16. Duration 10 to 20%. Chance 10 to 25%. Keep pitch at 0 or maybe a tiny negative shift if you want it darker. Turn on the filter inside beat repeat. Set it to band pass or low pass so it sounds gritty and focused. Then record a pass. Don't overthink it. Print it, then cut the best moments into fills. Technique 4. Warp mode switching in the arrangement. Your main groove might be beats mode because it punches. But for a fill, duplicate the clip and switch to texture or tones. Now you get those time stretch artifacts on purpose. Add a clip transpose automation down like minus 2 to minus 7 semitones going into a drop foot at classic tension move. Technique 5. Micro slice without slicing. Stay in the audio clip. Add warp markers only to a few ghost hits you want tighter. Don't fully slice the whole thing. This keeps it feeling like one performance, but the pocket locks in. When you start cutting your printed resamples into fills, do click-proof edits. Even if the waveform looks fine, you can get tiny clicks at region edges. Add micro fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, on clip edges. It's a small thing that makes your edits sound professional instantly. Optional but extremely powerful. Turn the break into a playable kit. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. It'll create a drum rack full of slices. Now you can tighten starts, add fades, filter slices, and build a MIDI pattern that mimics the original break. Then you can swap the kick and snare with your own one-shots, while keeping break hats and ghost notes for vibe. Routing tip. If you do this, route that drum rack back into the same breaks group. That way your glue, eck, and bus tone stays consistent across audio and MIDI versions. Now arrangement thinking. Here's a reliable DNB structure. 8 to 16 bar intro with a filtered break and a little room. No sub yet. Then an 8-bar build where you introduce resampled stutters every 4 bars. Then a 16 to 32 bar drop with the main break clean plus a little parallel crush and occasional fills. Every 8 bars, plan one type of change. Either a rhythmic change like a fill, stutter, stop, or turnaround, or a spectral change like filter movement, more crush send, more top-end shelf. Don't do both every time. If everything changes constantly, Nothing feels like a moment. A really effective trick is callout bars. Pick a specific spot like bar 15 or bar 31, and use the same recognizable motif each time. The same stutter, the same pitch dive, the same tiny silence before impact. It anchors the listener even when your break is getting mangled. If you want darker, heavier DNB options, try layering dark air. Duplicate the break, low pass at around 3 to 6K, add saturator and a touch of redux, like bit reduction around 6 to 10, but keep it subtle. Blend it underneath. It adds menace without adding loudness. If warped hats get harsh, don't only EQ notch. Use gentle dynamic control. Multiband dynamic slightly taming the high band when it spikes can keep brightness while preventing that sharp, warpy sting. And if you want a punch reinforcement layer without adding any new samples, duplicate the break. Low pass hard like 200 to 400 HC, push drum bus transients, and compress fast, with a short release so it behaves almost gate-like. Blend quietly. It becomes thump extracted from the break itself. Now a mini practice routine you can do in about 20 minutes. Pick one 2-bar break, warp it to 174, build the routing, break clean and break resample into a breaks group, put EQ8, glue, drum bus on the group, and create your room, delay spray, and crush returns. Then record a 16-bar resample pass while switching warp modes for fills and turning beat repeat chants up only on bar 8 and bar 16. After recording, cut out 2 1-bar fills and 1/2-bar stutter. Arrange an 8-bar intro and 16-bar drop and place fills at bar 8 and 16. That's your deliverable. One clean rolling loop and one resampled variation, both routed through the same break bus so the mix stays stable. Let's recap the core idea. You keep break clean as the source of truth. You do the wild stuff on break resample so you can commit and edit, instead of stacking endless devices. Your bus processing lives on the breaks group so the layers feel like one instrument, and your returns give you space and grit without losing punch. This audio version is shortened for playback.